From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The Syrian city of Raqqa is said to have been evacuated by a group of Islamic State fighters who reached a withdrawal agreement with the U.S.-backed Syrian militias surrounding them. On Friday, scores of civilians fled Raqqa ahead of the anticipated final push into the city by the U.S.-backed fighters, aiming to retake it from IS militants. Hundreds of civilians have left Raqqa in recent days from the remaining neighborhoods held by Islamic State fighters, taking advantage of a slowdown in the fighting by coalition troops meant to help civilians safely evacuate. Kurdish Peshmerga fighters are refusing to obey an order by Iraqi soldiers to withdraw from an oil-producing city of Kirkuk Saturday, leaving the two sides in the standoff as the deadline for leaving passed. A Kurdish security official told reporters that Iraq had told the Kurds to vacate the area after midnight Saturday local time, but he said that they will stay put and defend their position. Wildfires in the U.S. state of California's famed wine country continue to intensify, taking lives and destroying buildings. By Saturday, the death toll had risen to at least 40, and others still unaccounted for, at least 16 fires burning. Jimmy Bernal is captain of the Rancho Adobe Fire District.
The biggest thing is we have lost way too many people on this fire. The intensity of the fire was incredible, so they're lost, and there's some multiple uncounted for, so the potential of more fatalities is huge, which is very, very sad.
One side of the fire zone stretched for 160 square kilometers, destroying some 5,700 homes and businesses in its path. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Somalia president has declared 3 days of national mourning following a deadly truck bombing Saturday in the capital Mogadishu, which left many people dead, dozens injured, including a VOA reporter. Reuters' Conway Giddens reports.
A fiery car bomb rocking the streets of Mogadishu Saturday, killing at least 20. The blast in the Somalian capital occurring on a busy street, home to government offices, hotels, and restaurants. A Reuters eyewitness on the scene says the bomb was powerful enough to set dozens of vehicles on fire and destroy several buildings in the area. Chaos ensuing in the aftermath as soldiers fired indiscriminately and even journalists were attacked, no group claiming immediate responsibility. But attacks like these have been carried out in the past by the Islamist group Al-Shabaab. The Al-Qaeda-linked group is seeking to topple what is seen as a weak government in an effort to put strict Islamic rule in place.
This Sunday, Venezuelans are at the polls to cast ballots for governors in all 23 states, and a poll seen as a test for embattled leftist President Nicolas Maduro. The elections were originally slated for last year, but the pro-Maduro National Electoral Council delayed them after polls projected heavy losses for his socialist party. U.S. officials are paying close attention to the election after the Maduro government refused to allow the presence of independent international observers. Even if opposition politicians win most of the states, there are no guarantees they would be able to effectively wield power. Maduro has emphasized that incoming governors would have to take an oath of office and subordinate themselves to the constituent assembly that sees legislative power from the opposition-dominated assembly. Many opponents of the government doubt the country's elections authorities can ensure accurate vote counts. Polls are open in Austria, where voters are casting ballots in a snap general election that analysts say could result in a resurgence of conservatives. Opinion polls favor Sebastian Kurz, the 31-year-old charismatic conservative party leader and current foreign minister, who observers say has succeeded in reinventing the conservative party and galvanizing the Austrian right, including the far right, following the breakdown of a coalition between conservatives and socialists. The campaign has been dominated by the issue of immigration. Austria, with a population of just under 9 million, accepted 90,000 asylum seekers, most of them Muslim, during the 2015 migrant crisis, fueling support for right-wing politicians who favor tougher immigration laws. Conservatives had suffered a blow in December of 2016 when Norbert Hofer was narrowly defeated in an election also dominated by the issue of immigration. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.